David, when they came and took everything that he had, all the family, all the children, all the everything, and they cried until they had no more tears. Bishop taught on that not too long ago. They cried until they had no more tears. So I want to reverse that. I want to reverse that. Trouble comes your way. Sickness comes your way. You know, you have a bill that needs to be paid. Something rubbing you the wrong way. I'm going to tell you to rejoice, 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 rejoice till you can't rejoice anymore. And then do what? Well, y'all didn't rejoice with me. All right, try it again. Then do what? Rejoice, 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 rejoice. I told you, the Lord gave me one word. And do what? And then what? And then what?
Rejoice.
And then again, I say,
rejoice.
You know, Jacob, when that little girl, she really likes you, but she picks on you because she won't pay her no attention. Just rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Amen. So you learn how to do that. You learn how to walk in love. You learn how to put the word of God in your heart, and so rejoicing will come out of your heart.
Amen.
What is it? Rejoicing will come out of your heart. Anybody that's having problems and don't know how to act and don't know how to do and just don't know, to read the book of Proverbs. Many times. I've been reading for the last 2 years a proverb a day. You know, you get to chapter 31, 28 in February. I just started back at 1. And you'll learn something. And you'll learn, who was that talking about? That stone that rolls toward on you, on somebody, that thrown you stone you throw at somebody. Proverbs said that stone that you throw at somebody is going to roll back on you. That pit that you dug for somebody, you're going to fall into it. So that comes down to the golden rule, says, as you would somebody to do unto you, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The Bible says, as you would men do unto you, do also unto them. Bible says, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. And then I do what? Rejoice. I rejoice. Come on now. I rejoice. I rejoice. I rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say,
rejoice.
And again, I say,
rejoice.
And again, I say,
rejoice.
When? Always. Always. And so the word of the Lord is coming to you tonight, and it's coming to me tonight, that trouble that you see might be real. It could be a really real problem. And it could try to loom up at you like darkness does when the sun is down and the stars are covered at night. I remember hearing a minister talking about being in a country and they didn't have all the modern things we have, electricity and all of that. And one person had a flashlight and he said it was dark, and it was really what? Dark. So that darkness may be something in your life that's not right, that the enemy tries to come in and it'll loom like darkness in your life. But what do? You don't take that thing and wrap it up in your arm in a blanket and pet it and let it take over you. Hallelujah. You says, I'm getting out of this thing. I'm getting out of this darkness. Jesus is light. And he says that he is the light of the world. He lives in my heart. So the light is in me. I'm going to let the light shine by rejoicing. I refuse to do any other thing. As I tell my grandchildren, who you going to act like, Jesus or the devil? Who you going to make happy, God or the devil? Rejoice in the Lord always. I don't rejoice at your downfall. I don't rejoice at your trouble. I rejoice at the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Rejoicing is an action. Something you do, it's not a feeling. Because you don't always feel like rejoicing. You might have worked hard today, or your big toe might be aching a little bit, and we said toe pain, leave in the name of Jesus. You know, Pastor Tracy has said it so many times, and I think we didn't quite get it. He said so many things we call normal that are a curse. The Lord, I'm working on a message. Thought I was going to bring part of it that I have done tonight. The mature Christian. But he said a mature Christian is not sick. Now, if you're sick and you have some sicknesses, that's no put down. That means you need to what? Mature in that area. How do I do it? I meditate in the word day and night. It is health to my body. Strength to my bones, Proverbs says. Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Say the Lord is good. Say the Lord is good. Say the Lord is good.
I rejoice
in his goodness.
I rejoice
in who he is. Hallelujah. Say not in myself. Not in my own strength. My strength would fail me. So I rejoice in the Lord. Just found some scriptures that said rejoice. Some of them might not even make sense at this point, but I'm going to make the point, going to make the point that God gave me. And that's just one point. Whatever goes on, say whatever goes on, I am to rejoice. I'm never to not rejoice. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. When I'm praying in tongues, Adams, I'm rejoicing. I sure come today. Hey, I'm rejoicing. Glory. That's a tongue-talking man right there. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's about to get up to a half a day. I'm going to stay with you till you get up to that half a day. Glory to God.